Rap Sucks Radio. Blah 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 blah.
Yo, Kev, did you get a haircut? Did you cut your hair, man?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You know what, man? Survival of the fit. Only the strong survive.
That's the thing. This is what I do. That's why when a couple weeks ago when we started, like, you literally started. You decided we're gonna start doing this when I was like, I'm gonna just let my hair grow and see what happens. And the thing is that my hair, because I cut my hair all the time. This is what I, you know, I cut my own hair as a rule. So when it gets too long, it actually bothers me. But,
okay.
But since I wasn't going, and also if I let it grow a little bit longer, it's not like it grows out and does something sensible. I look like COVID-19.
It's grows into, wait, is it growing into like Afro puffs or something? What?
No, it just goes straight out for a while, and then eventually it just kind of, I look like a cartoon version of what you would draw hair like if you were like 8 years old.
All right, fair enough.
But I figured, you know, because wifey's wanted to see me with long hair for a long time, but then I realized I don't care. She's stuck.
I had a thought of cutting my hair today, actually. I thought about cutting it. I was a little tired.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I looked at it and was like, nah, never cutting it. Unless I start balding, then I'm cutting it immediately.
What happened? Did someone ask you to touch it?
No, I haven't been outside.
Oh.
So. Oh, boy. What up, y'all? You were live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yep. COVID.
That's so ridiculous.
Coathead.
Right. Yeah, I'm not too happy with it being named after like
this. I just realized that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not super hype about that.
Sponsored by COVID-19.
Yo, man, thank y'all for tuning in. This is the In Here Tripping Edition of Rap Sucks Radio, where we drop a new episode daily as opposed to every week like we used to. What's up?
Say, man. What you got in that mug?
You know, a little something to pass the time, you know what I mean? Nothing serious, you know what I mean? A little something to get the day going.
There you go.
You know, keep the blood flowing. Some, you know, a little dark, you know what I mean? Substance.
Is that number one boss mug that you bought for yourself?
It is not. It is actually my,
Oh, okay.
However, it's word. Actually awkward to hold it with the other hand for branding, you know, so that's that.
Okay.
So, yeah, man, we are live right now. Let us jump into the show. Shout out to him, man. Because that's where we got one of these topics from, at least. So, yo, intro discussion. So, Kev mentioned a small-time sheriff of a small city and or state or what have you. So check this out. My conversation on this is absolute communism, totalitarianism, government, whatever. This is a problem, yeah. America.
The fact that you can pronounce it means that you're totally well equipped to talk about it. Let's
Thank
go.
You. Thank you very much. Thank you. I've been reading a lot and not pronouncing things well. So.
Uh-oh. Ooh, that's not good.
Oh boy, that silence was reason. That's fine. She can watch. We don't curse on these episodes, so she can watch. Matter of fact, to my sister, let me know if mom and dad join so that I can talk about Bernie Sanders, so dad gets to hear about it. So anyway, the Taneytown, Maryland police are reminding residents. Kev, what are they reminding residents to do?
Wear pants.
At this point, the police are now reminding residents to wear pants when checking their mailbox. That is, this is an actual story. This was on New York's very own PIX11.com. PIX11.com. The players involved in this story are the Freedom and Joy Stealing Taneytown Police. That's my name for them. So this is a very short and direct article.
Yep.
In a Facebook post, the police said, and quote, "Please remember to put pants on before leaving the house to check your mailbox. Police also stated, you know who you are. This you know is your who you final
are.
Warning.
You know who you are, Gerald.
Right. Is Gerald the name? Because last episode we picked on Bob. Do we switch it up? Is it Gerald this time?
Yeah.
So, we've come this far to where people are so comfortable that they are now going to the mailbox without putting their pants on. Just straight boxers or you know, da-dun-da-duns, straight out into the street. You know what I mean? So that's where we're moving. And in this communist police state,
oh, man,
is now warning people that they need to put on pants to go to the mailbox.
Don't tread on me, bro.
Don't tread on me, bro. Bottom line.
You know, the hilarious thing is that, so you got this from Omega. And then the funny thing is that I made a note. Because today, because I checked, my first thing reaction was to check the weather forecast in Taneytown. And today it dipped down into the 30s in April, middle of April, dipped down in the 30s. And there's literally the National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning.
Oh, good. Okay.
For Friday. Yeah. It's like, which. But the funny thing is that then after I made this note, Omega posted that there's a freeze warning. You know, sort of his comment on climate change.
Right.
maybe the police are really just looking out for us. You know, you just walk outside. You might lose something important to you if you walk outside with no pants on.
I mean, yeah, don't stay outside too long. Jeff, the Boston fan, says that this sounds like a Roger. A person who wouldn't wear pants to the mailbox sounds more like a Roger.
We're talking to you, Roger.
I have a cousin, Roger, and I might partially agree with that. The yes, there's snow in the Northeast. I don't know, man, but you know what? Remember when? All right, this is gonna be this is a reach because people aren't in our. We have a group of friends that we kind of on Facebook. You know, everybody has their own personal private groups or whatever. We have a group of just people we ran together for quite a while. And in that group, there was a meme or GIF, I'm sorry, GIF of a lady was petting, what, like a chimpanzee or like a monkey, remember that? And then the male monkey just jumped up and started having sex on the lady's lap.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't look at that kind of stuff.
I just respected the cojones, the boldness to be like, we doing it right here. You know what I mean? Animal style. Straight up. And it now can't even talk about it. Yeah, it's happening.
Taneytown style.
In the same regard, I respect the boldness. Look, it's snowing outside. Yeah. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but who cares? Who cares? I'm going outside right now, boxer briefs. You know what I mean? Yeah. To check the mail. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because my stimulus check might be out there. So what?
So social distance, bro. Yeah,
it's social distancing. Don't come over here. You know what I mean? So I just respect.
We can only do it now while it's cold, because when it gets warm, the virus is going to wash away. What are you doing?
Oh boy! One of the things I actually hope is right. Yeah. So yeah, I'm a shout out to whoever it is that the police are talking to. Shout out to you. I'm curious. I think Omega is in Maryland, so I'm curious how far that is from him. By the way.
Oh word! If you have to be reminded to put on pants before leaving the house, you weren't going to wear pants anyway.
It don't matter.
Let's be real.
It don't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You know what I mean? We're straight up.
No, we're breaking the law.
Basically, I'm just trying to, you know. What's beef? Beef is when you see your enemies in the street. That's basically what happened when the police said it. Like, all right,
rap.
Yeah, that was strictly for Jeff, man. Only we have to make sure we have at least one rap topic. He's settled. He's okay with once every other week, but I feel like a daily hip hop line is deserving. All right, so let's go ahead and let's switch up to the next topic.
Yeah, equally awesome.
I had to take a sip because my sister is in Georgia. Remember yesterday we talked about the white polar bear, because most polar bears are white.
Vetus Gerolaitis.
Yeah, Vetus the Bob Stopper. Yeah, this is Vetus level right here. This is pure Vetus level nonsense. Georgia waves anti-Ku Klux Klan mask law amid pandemic. Now, the international
business. There's so many
levels
to this, though.
There are. And it's, yeah, because when you get into the reason,
right.
It gets even weirder, right? Government camp said that people can wear masks against COVID-19, quote unquote, without fear of persecution. All right. So here we go. Under Georgia's anti-mask law, a person was guilty of misdemeanor if he wore a mask, hood, or any device that can conceal the wearer's identity, whether in a public place or a private place where the owner or occupier of the property does not give written consent. Exceptions were made for holiday costumes, sports, theatrical productions, or gas masks during emergencies, drills, and or exercises. Okay.
Right.
This law is also from 1951, for those that are looking for how far back this goes. Last week, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms ordered the police to suspend the enforcement of the anti-mask law after they reportedly followed two black men around a store and then escorted them out simply because they were wearing surgical face masks. So let's stop right there. So just to recap, a law was created in 1951 to deter the Ku Klux Klan from existence by saying, show your face. You can't wear a mask in public and or on a, in private without written consent or without consent. And skip ahead. The police used that same law to escort two black men out of the store in a pandemic or during a pandemic for wearing masks. We can actually just pause right there for a minute and deal with the Vetus level hypocrisy of that situation.
Yeah, but that was back in 1951. That was such a long time ago when there was still racism.
I like the serious face after, just so we're all clear. Yeah.
Are these the men who were actually video? You know, they had the guy on the camera phone following them around the Walmart or whatever.
You know, I wonder. I'm not sure. I don't know. Sharon might have heard
happened
that
more than once.
Sure, yeah. Might be actually closer to that story because it did happen in Georgia. But both Bottoms and State Senator Nikema Williams urged Kemp to take action over fears of racial profiling by police, especially for people of color who were wearing homemade face masks as per the CDC's guidelines. So the 1951 law was originally passed in the state to combat the Ku Klux Klan, but because of the coronavirus pandemic, state officials were concerned it would have negative consequences, particularly for people of color. I have a little note here: black suffering equals white liberty. So, what my thing is this: we couldn't just directly ban Klan hoods. Like, okay, we had to remove the entire. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, or any doubt in my, without any doubt in my mind, I know that at some point somebody's going to wear a Klan hood to a store because
they can. But that's where I think we have a difference of opinion.
Okay, I'm listening.
Because I understand that, you know, the explanation of the genesis of this law seems to make sense in a vacuum,
sure.
Right? Which was, we want to create a law that regulates any kind of behavior like this, and wearing a mask or a hood is a cowardly act, so we want to steer people away from doing that.
Right.
Okay. And so the premise of the article kind of sets it up as that it's pro-Klan kind of thing, which is not necessarily...
No, it's not true. I would agree with that.
...altogether what it... And at the end of the day, it's like, this is literally one of the only things that Kemp has done that makes any type of sense.
Sure.
But I didn't realize also that the cops actually I don't know what they did to these guys, but these guys got caught up because of this law.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
And nonsensical. But you know what? I don't know about you. Me? I'm a lot slower than I was 20 years ago. My hands aren't as fast. But if you are comfortable wearing a Klan hood 6 feet away from me, and I can conceal my identity...
I feel like it's dangerous.
I feel like you know what? I'm... You know what? That evens things up a little bit. Like, you know what? You might get...
It might happen to... Well, okay. Well, I'll buy that. But I also... Okay. I would definitely buy that. That the most people won't be as bold as the Tantytown mailbox guy.
Yeah.
And
you might walk home from the Walmart with you know, your toilet paper and a two-piece little biscuit.
To circle back to these hands like Bob yesterday.
For the kids.
Okay, I'll buy that. I'll buy that, but I'm going to throw something else out there.
All right.
Maybe there's no time to make a full amendment to the law. Just wipe it out. You know what I'm saying? I'll even go that far. But at some point, I'd like to hear that this was amended. Because I just know, in spite of the fact that my sister says they're segregated out there in Atlanta, I just know that someone has read this and is like, all right, it's time for us to get on back out there and do it. Like, you know, you just know, like, you know, saddle up and ride.
You
like,
heard the,
you know.
You heard the governor.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we already got to cheat these votes out. So now let's go ahead and...
Why does this sound like Dukes of Hazzard all of a sudden?
The Confederate flag on top of Dukes of Hazzard. Because it is. Hey, do you remember? I know you remember this, or you know this because this is just kind of something that people you would know. On the show MASH, do you remember the black character's name?
Oh.
Anybody in the comments that remembers it can go ahead and type it out right now. I'm getting ready to say it, but I'm going to give Kev a couple seconds to see if they remember, because you brought up Dukes of Hazzard.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, the Asian people and black people were not did not win MASH. Let's put it that way.
That's so terrible. That's awful. That is an awful statement. By the way, before I give the name, yo, Jeff the Boston Fan, I believe you have a podcast, my Hip Hop Fathers or something to that nature. Can you post the name of the podcast so I can plug it real quick? Because I want to make sure I get it right.
Oh, word.
Word. Yeah, so I saw that, and I wanted to make sure I plugged it before we got off the air. Or if not, just to retweet it or repost it on our own. Sharon said Leroy. I'm giving people a second. So if you're listening to this, you know, you're not live. What is it? Hip Hop Pops. All right. Yeah, I believe Saturday, he has an episode coming up on Saturday. And I want to make sure that y'all check out Hip Hop Pops. You can go there now or after the show at Hip Hop Pops and add that.
I'm confused now. What is this?
This is
the hip hop.
This is his. This is a podcast. Just, you know, adult hip hop heads. You know what I'm saying?
But is it Hip Hop Pops or the Hip Hop Pops, or is it Hippo Ops? What is going on right now? Come on, bastard!
All right, the Hip Hop Pops. I believe.
Oh, okay.
So make sure y'all check that out. All right. So we got one count for Leroy. Right. Kev, you're stumped. You're not going to say the name.
No, because I'm thinking that it's a lot more controversial, like more like a Mark Twain kind of a situation.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Spear Chucker Jones.
Right. Oh my God.
The sole black character on MASH's name.
Yep.
Was Spear Chucker Jones.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yo, you can't. Hey.
Of the Boston Joneses.
Of the Boston Joneses. All right, man, that's our show. It's one to grow on. You can look that up. You know what I mean? You can look that up. I just felt like as soon as you threw out Dukes of Hazzard, I was like, you know.
But his given name was not Leroy then? Is that what you're saying?
Wait. You know what would be interesting is if that was his, like.
Sure. Whoa.
What would be interesting is if that was supposed to be his birth name. Like, I'm really hoping that was like a nickname and his real name was Leroy. Because if they're trying to say that his name was. No, for real, though. It tripped me out. I had to look it up. I looked it up like multiple times. Like, nah, there's no way. This every time I find it is lying. But yeah, Spear Chucker Jones was the name.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with Rap Sucks Radio. Sharon, this is the last episode for the week, though, right?
Yeah.
So we'll be back on Sunday night. You guys get your Friday and Saturday back to yourself, but you got to come back and kick it with us on Sunday night.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Leroy was the government name. There you go.
Well, there you go. So what happened when there was like a, this week on a special episode of MASH, that's when they called him Leroy?
The episode of MASH where they dealt with racism. I mean, just the whole, right? I mean, did we fail or did we fail? Oh my gosh. I just knew it was time to go to sleep whenever I heard the beginning of that, whenever I heard the intro to that song. All right. Anyway, thank y'all for rocking on Rap Sucks Radio, man. This is the last episode of the week. Catch us on Sunday night. We do this 8 o'clock at night on IG Live. And if you did not catch the episode, full episode, or you want to catch replays or reruns or whatever you want to do, please make sure you check rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms, with the exception of Pandora for some odd reason. I don't get it. I just don't get it. But anyway, yeah, so you can holler at us there. And on the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace. And we out.
Peace.
Sharon, make sure that our mom and dad join next time. All right. Peace.
Bernie.